Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Vav. We are holding on daf Hey Amud Beis. We are at the, where are we? Bar Hedya, the third to last skinny line on daf Hey Amud Beis. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer and none of his wife and children. And Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Shalom. We thank Dr. Landerer so much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So the first thing we're going to talk about is how much of the get the Shliach needs to have verified was written Lishma. When he says B'fani Nechtam, how much of it did he have to actually see was written Lishma? The Gemara is going to talk about what if the Shliach didn't even see any of it. He just heard that it was being written Lishma. What if someone was Yotzei V'Nichna? And we'll discuss what Yotzi V'Nichnas means. Then the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Machlokas, whether Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael or has a din of Chutz La'aretz, at least when it comes to Gittin. And we're going to discuss what that Machlokas revolves around. We're going to talk about what the borders are of Bavel with regard to that issue of Bavel having a din of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to also discuss three different opinions, how far away the get has to travel in order to require B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. I mean, if you're requiring B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, B'medina Siyam, how far does the get have to go from one place to the other in order to require B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that even where you don't need to say the magic words B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, if you do say it, then you're not going to need Kiyum Shtaros. And that's sometimes an Eitzah to avoiding Kiyum Shtaros. About halfway down Vav Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about Rav Eviasar, because Rav Eviasar held something about Gittin, that Gittin that come from Bavel don't require B'fani Nechtam because travel is very common, but the Gemara is going to question the credentials of Rav Eviasar. Is he someone to be Mekabel Halacha from? We find that he wasn't so careful to write Psukim with a Sirtut, and normally you require Sirtut when you write certain things. The Gemara is going to discuss how he met Eliyahu HaNavi and how he was Mechavin HaHalacha Ali B'damas, so maybe we can rely on Rav Eviasar. And then the Gemara at the end of the daf is going to tell us, in general, in a person's home, they should not cause too much fear in their house, because that's going to lead to terrible things if there are negative emotions going on in the house, such as fear everyone's walking on eggshells around the Baal HaBayis. That's going to lead to Shvichas Damim, it's going to lead to Gilei Arayus, it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos, and it may even lead to the deaths of tens of thousands of people. And the Gemara is going to bring a riot to that, because that's how the story of Pilegesh Begiva started out, with being Matil Eima Yisera Bisoch Beso. So let's begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, third to last skinny line. Says the Gemara, Barhedi by Lesu Yigita. Barhedi wanted to be a shliach to bring a get from his city in Chutz Laaretz, Teretz Yisrael. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Achi, Tahava Mamuna Agiti. So he went to Rav Achi, who was the one who was in charge of paskening all the halachos relating to Gittin V'Kiddushin. The Rashi points out, what, they had someone in charge of paskening the halachos relating to each area of halacha? Was there like a brachos rabbi and a Birchas Kohanim rabbi and a Shabbos rabbi? What does that mean? Mumuna Giti. So Rashi says, yeah, the Kaimalan, Kol Sheni Yodea, but if Gittin V'Kiddushin lo Yehelo Eseki Mayan, that it requires a particular expertise to be involved in Gittin and Kiddushin. And therefore, someone who's not an expert in all the halachos, I was just reading that Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, who was one of the Gedolei Adar in Bnei Brak in the last generation, is the Rebbe of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, used to refuse every time he was asked to be Masada Kiddushin because he felt he wasn't sufficiently Baki B'Gittin V'Kiddushin. His Chavrusa, who learned all of Gittin V'Kiddushin with him, with all the Beishmols and all the Bir Agraz and everything, said, I'm pretty sure I know that, I know firsthand that you are. He refused. He said, I'm not a Baki Begitin v'kiddushin. So lo yelo esegiman. So what do they do? So Rashi writes, Vavumanu gavarabba laruye hechinavid. So they always had a gavarabba that was appointed dafka for this purpose, to be able to teach them what to do. So he went to the person who was the expert. So Amaleis Rav Achi said to Barhedya, Tzarechat alamud al kol os va'os. You need to know about every single letter in that get that it was written lishma. You need to see the entire thing. The Ran writes that you cannot bring a raya from here that the halachas like Rabba, that Befani Nechtav Ubefani Nechtam is based on Lishma. That's what the Ravid tries to prove from here. That you see that it's about Lishma, because if it's about Mitzuyin Lekaimo, for Kim Shtaros, you only really need to know that the Eidim are legitimate. You don't need to know that every single Os was written. The whole idea of every Os is about the Lishma. So the Ran says, not a Raya, because even Rava would agree that once they were Mesakin to say the words, Befani Nechtav, so then you can, in order to be not to be machlefit with Kim Shtaros the Alma, that people shouldn't get confused and think that regular Kim Shtaros could happen with one person. So they made a takana that you have to say the words Befanei Nichtav. So that's why you have to see Kol Os Va'Os, because otherwise you're being Motzi Sheker. The words you say have to at least be true. So it could be the motivation in requiring and being Mesakin Befanei Nichtav was really about Mitzvah and the Kaimo, was not about Lishma. But once they're Mesakin, they have to say it. It needs to be true that it was Befanei Nichtav. And that's why he said, you need to see every single letter being written. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi, he came to Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi, Amr Lei, so Amri Lei, and they told Barhedya, Lo Tzrichas, nah, you don't need to see every letter being written. V'chitema Avad L'chumren, lest you say, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I might as well be super machmir, and be machbid to watch every letter being written. Nimtza Tamotzi Lazal Gitna Rishonim. That's not a good idea. You're going to be Motzi Lazal Rishonim. In previous generations, they weren't machbid about that. In previous cases, they weren't machbid about that. And you're not allowed to take upon yourself chumras that are going to be motzi laz on previous generations. Everyone's going to say that the old gittin were pasul and that all the offspring from the remarriages are mamzerim. It's going to be a terrible thing to be motzi laz. And the Yad Malachi, he writes in the name of the Ra'anach that it's only by matters of ishus that the chachamim were concerned about laz, because if you're going to be machmir, you're going to be motzi laz on the rishonim that they did shaloka did, and it's going to lead to sfekos and mamzerus, and any babies that are born now, it's going to be chashos and mamzerus. But by any other iser, you could be motzi laz on the rishonim that they ate a dvar iser, let's say, meaning to say that something that everyone thought was kosher, and to be machmir about it, you don't have to worry that it's going to be motzi laz on the rishonim that they ate something not kosher, because my tahava, you know, it doesn't bother us. So everyone makes mistakes at some point, so maybe some people will think that they made a mistake, that they made an error, but it's not, meaning it's not the laws per se, it's the ramifications of the laws, the Yad Malachi says. That if the ramifications of the laws are going to be mamzerus, that's really bad. However, many other poskim disagree. And they say that even when it comes to shari surim or choshesh, about being motzi laz on the rishonim, because the din of motzi laz is about kvodam shal rishonim. That's what the Beis Yosef writes in his tshuvas, avkas rochel, and the Magen Avraham writes this in Ilchus Tefillin as well, in Simen Lamed Beis. So that's the basic deal. It's motzi laz on rishonim, a chashash that people are going to, it's going to call into question the yichus of many members of Klal Yisrael, or is Motzi Laz Rishonim simply a lack of respect that's going to come out for the Rishonim for the earlier generations? I think we generally assume the second way, and we try not to be Motzi Laz in any area of halacha. Rav Abrachana, I see Gita. Rav Abrachana brought a get. Palga ichtav kamei, half of the get was written in front of him, palga lo ichtav kamei, and the other half was not written in front of him. So asal kamei to Rabbi Elazar, he asked Rabbi Elazar if the get is kosher. Amr lei, Rabbi Elazar said to him, afilu lo kasubo elishita achas l'shma, even if you only saw one line of the get written l'shma, shuvei notzarech, you don't need to know anything more than that, because you can assume they finished writing the whole rest of the get l'shma as well. Rashi writes that the shliach needs to see shita achas l'shma. However, and Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph in Dibra Maskul Shita, Rashi writes that he needs to see that they write the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, and the Zman Lishma, meaning not just any line that's written Lishma, the most critical line he has to have seen written Lishma, the one that contains all the details, who the man is, who the woman is, what the date is. So the Rashash writes that from Rashi it sounds that you need to write the Ksivas Kola Toreth, the entire Chelek of the Get that involves the details needs to be Lishma, and that would include Harei Amutaris L'Kaladam. Tosos, however, says that even if you only saw the Shita Rishona, the first line of the Get, so Minastam, you could assume that the whole rest of the Get is written Lishma. So it sounds from Tosos, Shita Achas means the beginning of the Get. You don't have to see all of the important stuff being written Lishma. Rav Ashi Amar, so Rav Ashi writes, Afilu Kan Kulmusa Vikan Migilasa, that even if all you heard, all the Shliach heard, was the sound of the quill and the sound of the cloth, that he hears the sofer saying at the time that he's preparing the cloth and he's preparing the quill, that he's doing this in order to write a get lishma, even though you didn't actually hear the get being written lishma. That's the first daya that Rashi quotes over here. Tikuna kulmus vaklav. You heard that when he's misaking the kulmus and klav, that he's saying that it's going to be lishma. But then Rashi says another daya where Rashi says, no, that's not enough. He says, velinir, on the second line of Rashi, kan kulmusa kola kulmus kishehu kosev, vikola yiriya shu nishma kamisha omer kan, vistagarsi kol kulmusa. That you actually hear the pen hitting paper, so that the kan is like the sound that it makes. What do they call it when that we say a word? That sounds like, right? So that's what it's kan means. That you hear the swoosh of the pen on the cloth. That's what it means, kan kulmosa and kan megilosa. And you hear the sofer is saying that he's doing it lishma as he's writing it. So Tanya Kavase Dravashi, we have a brisa that supports Ravashi. Ha maybe get me Medina Siam. Someone brings a get from Medina Siam. Afilu huba bayis the sofer ba'aliyah. Even if the guy that brought the get was on the ground floor, while the sofer was writing the get up on the top floor, or hu ba'aliyah v'sofer bayis, or vice versa. Afilu nichnas yotze kol yom kulo. Even if he doesn't stay in one place and he's going in and out all day, kosher. The get is going to be kosher. The Gemara is going to explain that last line. What do you mean? Even if who's going in and out, and why is that a bigger chiddush than if he doesn't go in at all and he's just on a different level, in a different room entirely? So we'll get to that in a second. So I ask the Gemara, hu ba'bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah halo kachas. But how does this work? If I'm on the ground floor and the sofer is writing on the top floor, how could it be that I'm able to be made that it was written lishma? I didn't see anything. Elav kigon deshama kan kulmusa v'kan megilasa v'kan megilsa. You see that hearing the kulmus and hearing the klav is enough. That if you hear them writing it lishma, you don't have to see anything. Amar Mar, meaning l'chora, that would be a raya that a blind person could also say b'fani nechtav or b'fani nechtav, because if you don't need to see anything, so that you say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. So Amar Mar, the Bryce had said, afilu nichras yotze kol yom kulo, that even if a person goes in and out all day long, kosher. So asking Amar, man, who is the Bryce talking about is going in and out? Ilim a shliach, if we're talking about the shliach that's bringing us the get, was going in and out as the sofer was writing it, well, of course, hashtu hu b'bayis v'sofer b'aliyah d'lo chazilei amrit kasher, nichras yotzi mibayi. We said that even if I don't go in at all, I'm on the ground floor, he's on the top floor, I never went in once when he was writing the get, even that's kasher. So if nichras yotzi kal v'chomer, it's going to be kasher in such a case. Tosus writes that you cannot say what the Gemara means is that the sofer is yoshiv b'aliyah and the shliach is yotzi v'nichras bias. Maybe that's the chiddush. The nichnas v'yotzi is going on the case of sofer ba'aliyah and the shliach bebayis. And we're being mechadish even a step further, that not only if I'm in the bayis the whole time and I hear him writing away from the aliyah the entire time, that that's going to be kosher, but even if I don't stay in the bayis the whole time, I'm in and out of the bayis, but whenever I come into the bayis, I hear that he's osek in writing a get l'shma, maybe that's what it means. So Tos says, no, you can't say that, because the words yotzi v'nichnas have a certain mashmaus throughout Shas. Yotzi v'nichnas always means that you're going in to the place where it's happening. So it can't be that yotzi v'nichnas means you go into the ground floor when something's happening in the top floor. That would not be a yotzi v'nichnas, right? I mean, you don't call a mashkiach a yotzi v'nichnas if he never actually walks into the kitchen and he just walks into the restaurant without ever going into the kitchen. Yotzi v'nichnas means that he actually goes into the place where things are going on. So I answer the Gemara, Ella, so who's the yotzi v'nichnas over here? Sofer. We're talking about that the sofer doesn't write the get in one sitting. He goes out for lunch in the middle. He goes out to the shuk in the middle. So pshita mishum nichnas yotzi nefsulinei. Yeah, but why would that be a problem? He has to. Is there a halacha that a get has to be written dafka in one sitting? So it says more in a lotzricha dinafak l'shuka va'asa. We're talking about when he went out to the shuk to a place where there were a lot of people around. So mal detema, I might have thought to be concerned that inishachrina ashkechev amalei, that maybe while he was socializing with all these people, people in the shuk. Someone saw him and said, "Oh, a sofer, I'm looking for a sofer gittin. Here's my name, here's my wife's name. Write a get l'shem me and my wife." And I might have thought that the sofer therefore was writing it l'shem somebody else that he found in the shuk. So kamash malan, that's what the chiddush is, that you don't have to be choshish for such a thing. So itmar, it was, now we get to a new discussion. Itmar, bavel rav amar keretzral, gittin shmuel amar kichotzlar. So you have machlokas rav and shmuel, whether bavel has a din of eretzral when it comes to gittin. Meaning, if you bring a get from medina to medina, if it within bavel, if it has a din of eretzral, then you don't need to say befanei nichtav ubefanei nechtam. But according to shmuel, it has a din of chutzlar, and therefore if you bring mi medina to medina in bavel, you do need to say befanei nichtav ubefanei nechtam. As far as bringing a get from bavel to eretz Yisrael, that doesn't seem to be the machlokas here. Over here, the machlokas seems to be really about bringing a get from one place in Bavel, one medina in Bavel, to another medina in Bavel. How do I know that? Because on Amud Beis, we're going to have a machlokas between Rav Evyasar and Rav Yosef. And Tosas writes that Rav and Shmuel don't have the same machlokas as Rav Evyasar and Rav Yosef, because it's not mistaver that that later Amoraim are going to argue in the very same machlokas as Rav and Shmuel. The Rashba brings a raya that Rav and Shmuel are not discussing a case of bringing get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because we're going to see that Rav Yosef is going to be done in the sugya where the gvul of Bavel reaches to. So it sounds like he holds like Rav that Bavel is din of Eretz Yisrael legitin, and that's why he discusses, well, up until where does it have a din of Eretz Yisrael that you don't need to say b'fanei nichtav. Because if he held like Shmuel that Bavel is din of chutz laretz, then there's no basis for being koveya any gvulos, because Bavel itself you would need to say b'fanei nichtav. Whereas the machlokas that he has with Rav Avyasar, Rav Yosef is mesupak, that it could be that maybe get me Bavel Eretz Yisrael, maybe there you would need to say Farin Nechtam, Farin Nechtam. Meaning, you see that Rav Avyasar, who says that you do need to say Farin Nechtam, Farin Nechtam when you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, still holds that within Bavel it's Dino Keretz Yisrael. So you see that it's not the same machlokas. That the machlokas, whether Bavel is Dino Keretz Yisrael between Rav and Shmuel, is not the same machlokas of Rav Avyasar and Rav Yosef. Because you could hold that Bavel is a Dino Keretz Yisrael when you're within Bavel, but not a din of Eretz Yisrael when you're bringing from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the raya that the Rashba brings. So says Mar Lema Ba'akamiflegi, maybe the whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel is about the following. The Mar Safer, the Rav holds that the reason he's saying Fani Nechtam and Fani Nechtam is Lvishayim Bikin Lashma. Is like Rabbah had said that in Bikiyim Lishma, Vahani Gemiri, and the people in Bavel are Bikiyim, and they know that you have to write a get Lishma. So therefore, you don't need to say Befanei Nichtav, Ubefanei Nechtam. The Rishonim raised the question, who cares that they're Bikiyim? In Chutz Laretz, even after they learned, even after they became Bikiyim, we're always, we make a Gzerish, Shem Yachsu Dabar L'Kulkulo. So why aren't we concerned about the same thing in Bavel, even if they are Bikiyim Lishma, because there are great yeshivas in Bavel and everything like that, and there's so much scholarship in Bavel. Yeah, but that may not last. Gullus doesn't last. So Tosas Rosh writes that the Gemara means to say that Pnei Bavel are Bikiyim already from the day of Gullus, from the days of Gullus Yechanya, that Torah never stopped from that day and on, as we're soon going to see that Rashi writes. And therefore, we're not goes there, Yaksu Dabla Kulkulo, when it has such a long history of excellence in Torah. It's only in places that are newer communities of Balei Torah that we were goes there, Shem Yaksu Dabla Kulkulo. Anyway, so it must be that that Mar Sover, that Rav holds, the reason you say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam is about Lishma, and in Bavel there's no need because they are B'ki and Lishma. Umar Sover and Shmuel holds that L'fishen is Mitzvah in the Kaimo, that it's all about whether you're going to find Edom to be Mekayim the Get. V'hani Nami Lo Shchichi, and the people in Bavel are not found, people from one Medina in Bavel are not easily found in another Medina in Bavel, so it's going to be difficult to find Edei Kiyum. So if you're bringing a get in Bavel from one Medina to another, that's why Shmuel holds you're going to need to say B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam. So ask the Gemara V'tizbra, you think that's the machlokas? V'Rabba Islay D'Rava. Rabba's also moded that I need Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Meaning that was the Holy Soul that we already said back on Dav Gimel Amud Beis.
that you need to have mitzvah. Of course you need mitzvah in the kaimo. So, or hey, dollar and days, whatever. That of course you need mitzvah in the kaimo. So, so don't tell me that even though it's ein mitzvah in the kaimo, according to one opinion, it's going to be good enough because you hold like Rabbah. No, of course you need mitzvah in the kaimo. Ela dekuli alma bein in the kaimo. Everyone agrees that you need people available to be mekayim the get. And that's the machlokas. Rav Savar Kivan Dika Mesifta. Rav holds that since there are yeshivos in Sura where Rav lived, and there's a yeshiva in Nahardaa where Shmuel lived, and there were so many Talmidim going from one yeshiva to the other yeshiva, so Mishkach Shchichi, so you'll always find people who recognize the signatures. And if the husband is Ma'aron the get, don't worry, we'll find people to be Mekayim the get. Ushmuel Savar Mesifta Begirsayot Ridi. You can't trust the yeshiva Bachram to recognize signatures. They're too busy learning. They're not going to recognize the signatures of people who live in the community. It's going to be difficult for them to find Eidei Kiyum. And therefore, you have to say, B'fani Nechtav, U B'fani Nechtam. Tosas writes that even though Shmuel said that the Bnei Yeshivos are Terudim B'limudam, but nevertheless, within one Medina, Shmuel is going to be Moda. They don't need to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam, because the whole reason that Tirdas HaLimud is only explains why Bavel is not like Eretz Yisrael. But certainly, the din in that Medina is going to be fine. You're not going to need Sibfani Nechtav Ubfani Nechtam. The Maram explains that the Gemara had said on Davdalar and Bey is that according to Rava in Eretz Yisrael, even in Medina the Medina, you don't need to say because there are Batei Dinim that are Shchiach over there. So you have to be Mechalik between Batei Dinim and Yeshivos. And the Chilik, the Maram says, is very obvious that most people come to Batei Dinim are the people that are involved in businesses. There are people that are involved in business dealings day in and day out, and they're signing on shtaros, and they're making makabel shtaros one from the other. So they're the kinds of people that are going to recognize signatures. But Bnei Yeshivos are also b'limudam all day. They're not involved in practical business dealings, so they're not going to recognize anybody's signatures. They have no asek in shtaros. So now the Gemara brings a raya from a memra of Rabbi Abba that the reason that Rav does not require b'fani nichtav u b'fani nechtam in Bavel is because of the yeshivos that are there, and therefore there are people around to be mekayim the get. Itmar nami, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Avuna, asinu atzmenu b'bavel k'eretz Yisrael l'gitin. We treat ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael with regard to the dinim of gitin, that we don't need to say b'fani nichtav, but that's only miki asa Rav leBavel. That's from the time that Rav arrived in Bavel and he established a yeshiva in Sura, and Shmuel established a yeshiva in Narda. So Talmidim were going from one yeshiva to the other. But prior to Rav's arrival in Bavel, we needed to say b'fani nechtam, even though there were bikiyum l'shma, because they already had great Torah expertise well before Rav arrived. That's when Nebuchadnezzar sent the Jewish people to Bavel with Yechaniah Melech Yehuda, and they had a Cheresh HaMiskar. That's a reference to Talmidei Chacham. The Gemara is going to say later on, much later in this Masechta, on Daf Peches, that a Cheresh HaMiskar refers to very big Talmidei Chachamim, that when they're poskim b'dvar halacha, everyone is nasik kecharoshim. Everyone can't say anything. They become mute because there's such great Torah coming from them and they just want to listen. So that's where the term Cheresh comes from. And when they don't know an answer to a Shaila, they all close their mouths, meaning they don't know how to answer it. And that's where Miskar comes from, because they know that the great experts are here. So they always had great Torah scholarship there. So they always knew about Lishma, and nevertheless, they still needed to say B'fanei Nichtav. Why? Because until Rav arrived, they didn't have people around to be Mekayim, the Chasimos. But once Rav and Shmuel arrived and established their yeshivos, and people started traveling back and forth so much from one yeshiva to the other, so then it was Metsuyin Lekayim. You have like that. A lot of times there were big Talmidei Chachamim in certain places, but unless there was a yeshiva, no one was really interested in going to those places. So then once you establish a yeshiva, so you could always find rides going back and forth from such a place. Masav Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was kovea the borders of Eretz Yisrael as far as Gittin, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rekem LeMizrach, that from the city of Rekem to the Rekem LeMizrach, from the Rekem to the eastern side of the world, has a din of Medina Seyam. So if you bring a get from east of Rekem, you have to say Vrani Nechtam, Vrani Nechtam, Vrekem Kimizrach, and Rekem itself is like Chutzlaritz, it's Medina Siyam. May Ashkelon the Darum, from Ashkelon and south, the Ashkelon Kidarum. And Ashkelon has a din of all the places south south of Ashkelon. Me Akko Litzafon, va Akko Kitzafon. From Akko and north is considered Medina Siam, and Akko is considered like Medina Siam. Iva Bavel Litzafon of Eretz Yisrael, Kaima, but isn't Bavel north of Eretz Yisrael? Litzaveyomer Hashem Elai, Mitzafon Tiftach Ra'a, and it's referring to the enemy that comes from Bavel, that's north of Eretz Yisrael. Utnan Rameir Omer, Akko Keretz Yisrael, the Gittin, and Rameir says that Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. The Tanakhama says that even Akko doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael to Gittin. But Bavel's further north than Akko. The whole machlokas is only about Akko. Further north, it's for sure not like Eretz Yisrael. Even Rameir only said Akko, which is right there. Avol Bavel de Merach Galo, but Bavel, which is much further from Eretz Yisrael, everyone would say it does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, only has a din of Chutzlar. So that's a Kashan Shmuel that holds that Bavel as a din of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Tosus asks Akasha, wait a second, we just said that Bavel only has a din of Eretz Yisrael in Gittin from the time Rav arrived in Bavel. So what are we asking? We're asking from a Mishnah that predates Rav. Of course in the Mishnah it's going to say that anything north does not have, has a din of Medina Siam, does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. It's before Rav got to Bavel. So therefore Tosus quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that when Rabbi Abba said Nim Rav Huna that Michiyasa Rav LeBavel, it's not like Rashi teached it. It's not that it only had a din of Eretz Yisrael Legitin from the time Rav got there. No, it's that when Rav got there, he paskened for us and told us that already from the days of Yechanya and on, Lo Paski Yeshiva Mibrei Bavel, and therefore there were always a Bekin Lishma, and there were always Shayoros Mitzuyos. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying. Can you really say that already from the days of Yechanya, that Bavel had a din of Eretz Yisrael? But look, apparently anything north of Akko had a din of Medina Siam. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara's Kasha. The Rashba points out that from Rav's words itself, you see that that he meant like Tosfos said, that Bavel always had a din of Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise Rav should have said that from the moment I arrived at Bavel, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. He wouldn't have been Sosim Devarav and just said, Bavel Keretz Yisrael Gittin. He should have said that it was only when I came that Bavel's Keretz Yisrael Gittin. So from the fact that Rav never made any such qualification, it sounds a lot more like Tosfos that Me'azumi Kedem, it had a din of Eretz Yisrael Legitin. So anyway, the Gemara's Kasha is, how can we say that Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael Legitin? You see in the Mishnah that anything north of Akko is for sure Medina Siam. So most of Lovu Mufarikla, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who asked the question, also answered the question. Levar, mi Bavel, that all places north of Akko have a din of Medina Siam, except for Bavel. Bavel's an exception. Ad Heichanu Bavel, what is the border of Bavel with regard to knowing where we have a din of Eretz Yisrael Legitin? Samra Pab, Machlokes Yichus, and Kach Machlokes Legitin. Just like we have Machlokes with regard to Yichus, meaning Bavel is considered, the Gemara in Kedushin says, a very miyuchas place. You don't have to be choshesh for psulim in families, so it's the most miyuchas place to find Shidduch. So where in Bavel? It's the same borders for Dinim of Yuchsin that you have for Dinim of Gittin. Rav Yosef Amar Machlokas the Yuchsin. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel deals only with Yuchsin, Aval Gittin. But when it comes to Gittin, we know exactly where the border is. That Divrei HaKol Ad Arba Tinyana de Gishra. That it's to the second swamp, by the bridge, whatever particular location that we're able to identify in Bavel. Rav Chista Matzrich me aktisvon lebe ardashir. He required saying funny nechtam when a shliach brought a get from aktisvon, which was outside of Bavel on one side of the Chidekel, to ardashir, which was in Bavel on the other side of the Chidekel River, and it had a din of bringing me medina le medina umbe ardashir laktisvon lo, but bringing the reverse direction lo. He did not require same funny nechtam. So leimak savor l'fishem l'kiel l'shma. Maybe it's because he holds the whole reason is about l'shma v'hani gemiri, and the people in Ardashir knew about l'shma. They were bekiyim in l'shma. So if you bring a get from there, you don't need same funny nechtam. But if you bring a get from aktisvon, they weren't bekiyim l'shma, and you do need same funny nechtam. Says Mar, no, that wouldn't explain it, because v'tiz rava, rabbi islay de rava. Everyone holds you need mitzvah in the kaimo. So solving the l'shma issue for sure doesn't solve all the problems. You need to also solve the mitzvah in the kaimo issue. Ella dukuli alma bin in the kaimo. Everyone holds you need eidim mitzvah in the kaimo. V'hani ki But the Bnei Ardashir are always going to the Shuk in Aktisvon. So the Bnei Aktisvon are familiar with the signatures of people in Ardashir, because the people in Ardashir, when they come to the Shuk, sign the Shtari Halva'a and the Shtari Mecher, and the Bnei Aktisvon hold on to those Shtaros. So they're used to seeing these signatures. But Vahani B'dahanach Lo Yadi, the Bnei Ardashir don't recognize the Chasimos of the Bnei Aktisvon. My Taima, why not? Because B'shukai Tridi, the Bnei Ardashir that are coming to the Shuk are too busy trying to sell their wares and do their business. They're not interested in looking at the Chasimos of the Bnei Aktisvon. And therefore, a get that comes from Ardashir La Aktisvon, the Bnei Aktisvon are able to be Mekayim such a get, because they'll recognize all the signatures. And the Bnei Ardashir are always in Aktisvon, because so they'll recognize the signatures. So someone who brings from Ardashir does not need to say B'fani Nichtav, but if you bring a get from Aktisvon, you do need to say B'fani Nichtav, because the Bnei Ardashir are not going to recognize the Chasimos of the Bnei Aktisvon, and there's not going to be anyone there to be Mekayim the Shtar. Tosus raises the question, why over here do we say that the Bnei Aktisvon, who are the Bnei Hamakom, will be Makir the Chasimos of the Bnei Ardashir that come to them, because the Bnei Ardashir are Mechosim all these Shtaros in the Shuk, but Shmuel said that the Bnei Yeshivos are Trudim Belimudim, and they're not Bekiim in the Chasimos Bnei Hamakom. Why don't we say that the Bnei Hamakomos of Surah and Nahardaa are Bekiim in the Chasimos of the Bnei Yeshivos, because the Bnei Yeshivos are Chosim at Shtaros that will be left in the hands of the Bnei Surah and Nahardaa. Meaning, the Bnei Yeshivos are too busy to see anyone else's signatures. But what about the people in the community? They'll recognize the signatures of the Bnei Yeshivos. So it also suggests that they're tarred in their limud so much they don't sign any shtaros. They're just not involved in it. They're not borrowing, they're not lending, they're not selling, they're not buying. The Bnei Yeshivas are just a totally different story. They're just sitting and learning basmata. So their signatures aren't going to be found anywhere. Okay, there were three Amorim that lived in Mechuza. Each of them had a different psak halacha as far as saying b'fani nechtam in Mechuza. Rabba Ravur Matzrich me'arsa la'arsa. Even if they just brought a get from one row of houses to another row of houses, he required b'fani nechtam. Rav Sheshes Matzrich mishkuna l'shkuna. From one little cluster of houses to another cluster of houses. V'rava Matzrich ba'o. Even within a single cluster of houses. But didn't Rava say it's all about Mutsi and Lekaimo within a single cluster of houses? They're mamish in the same neighborhood. So what are you talking about, not Mutsi and Lekaimo? Shiny B'nai Mechuzah denaidi. No, B'nai Mechuzah is different because it's a very transient community. There are always people moving around, so it's not going to be easy to find people that were there in that time. Tosus writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Hazeh, everyone is always moving around, and therefore the shliach always needs to say b'fani nechtam b'zman hazeh, that we don't ask any questions, we always have to say it. The Ramban writes that b'zman hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, that b'avonoseinu rabim, we don't have bati dinim kavuim, you need to say b'fani nechtam, which pretty much takes the teeth out of the entire sugya that we've been learning for the last five blot. That you always need to say it anyway, because you always have people moving around, and you don't have bati dinim kavuim. Rav Chanan Mishtoi, Rav Kahana Aisi Gita, Rav Chanan told the story that Rav Kahana brought a get. We don't know if he brought it from Surah to Nardar or vice versa. Asil kamed Rav. Rav Kahana came to Rav. Amarlei. Rav Kahana said to Rav. He asked Rav. Tzrichna l'mim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam alo tzrichna. So amarlei lo tzrichas. He said, you don't need to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. But the avad is ahanis. But if you do say it, it will help. My avad is ahanis. What do you mean it will help? Di asi bal ma'ar l'mashkhin l'bay. That if the husband comes and complains about it, we're not going to listen to him because the shliach is ready to mekayim the get with b'fani nechtam. So the Gemara brings a brisa that we're going to prove from there that when you don't need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, if you do say it, it's still going to work. Kid detanya, ma'isa b'demechah shevi get lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. A person brought a get to Rabbi Shmuel amar lo. So the person said to Rabbi Shmuel, tzarech ani lomer b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam oeni tzarech. Do I need to say the magic words or not? So amar lo, so Rabbi Shmuel said, b'ni mehechan ata, where are you bringing the get from? Amar lo, Rabbi mi kfar sisayi ani. I'm bringing the get from kfar sisayi. Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel said, tzarech. Why? So that the woman won't have to go through the trouble of finding Edom later on to be Mekayim the get. When that person left, so Rabbi Eloi came into Rabbi Shmuel's room and he said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, why did you require that guy to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Kfar Sisai is mamash within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's closer than Akko, Utanan, and the Mishnah tells us, Rav Meir Omer, Akko Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Then even Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Va'afil Rabbanu lo pligi alei de Rav Meir al ba'Akko de Merechka. And even the Rabbanu who hold that Akko doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael Gittin, that's only Akko because it's at some distance. Aval Kfarsi Sai, de Mikra Veloba Kfarsi Sai, which is right nearby. You should never need Sim Fani Nechtam Fani Nechtam. So Rabbi Shmuel heard Rabbi Eli with that taina. He thought Rabbi Eli meant to say that since in Eretz Yisrael they were never Masakin Sim Fani Nechtam Fani Nechtam, it doesn't help to say Fani Nechtam, and you're going to need Edim anyway. So Amalah, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shtok B'ni Shtok, Kol V'yatza Adav B'heter, Yatza. Whoa, the get was already declared kosher. Stop calling it into question. Just like the Chum were Masakin in Chutzar, instead of the Shliach said, Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, it works, and the husband can't invite to be Ma'arer, so too in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't need to say it. If you say it, it works. So even though it's not required, it works as a kiyum. So the Gemara says that there's no way. The Gemara assumes Rabbi Loi was not disagreeing with his Rebbe. He just thought that Rabbi Shmuel was mechayev the shliach said funny nechtam, was mechayev the guy to say funny nechtam, because because it mitzal adin that you have to say it. So that's why he was asking that mitzal adin you don't have to say it. Ha'iunami shloti zakek le'edim ka'amar le. So we asked the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel initially when he said the pesach, he was very clear. He wasn't saying you have to say it. He was saying that so that you won't need Edim. So says Rabbi Simur Kameh, when Rabbi Eloi heard the story, he didn't hear that Rabbi Shmuel told the guy to say Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, only so that you won't need Edim later on. He thought Rabbi Shmuel had paskin that it was a necessity, and that's why he came and questioned, is it really a necessity? But it's not. It's not a necessity. It's just something that's a good idea. Shalach le Rabbi Avyasar. Rabbi Avyasar was in Eretz Yisrael, sent a message to Rav Chista, who was in Bavel. Gittin aboyim misham lekan. Gittin come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ain't tzarich lomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Whoa, that even getting that come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. This is the machlokas we alluded to earlier when we spoke about whether Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So leima kasavar, it sounds like Rabbi Avyasar holds l'fishen b'ki in l'shma v'ani gemiri, that it's all about l'shma, and the b'nei Bavel are b'ki in l'shma, so there's nothing to worry about. But v'tizbra, is that good enough? Is that what Rabbi Avyasar holds? V'rabbi islay d'rava. Everyone holds that you have a conservative mitzvah l'kaimo as well. Even Rabbah, elu d'kuli alma b'in l'kaimo. Now everyone holds you need edim mitzvah l'kaimo. V'kivin dika rabbin d'salki v'nachti. But since there are a lot of people that go that are ola teretz Yisrael and that are yorid back down to Bavel, mishkach shchichi. It's a very common path travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and vice versa. So Rav Yosef, man leimeland Rabbi Avyasar bar Samchu. Who told us Rabbi Avyasar someone that we could rely on in matters of halacha at all, that we should paskin like him? Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef is going to disagree. Ha'ihu, this is the same Rav Yosar, the Shaluch Le Rav Yehuda, that sent Musar to Rav Yehuda about the Bnei Bavel, and he said that Bnei Adama Olin Misham Lekan, the people are coming to learn Torah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Heim Kimu Ba'atzman, they're being Mekayim, the words of the Navi in Yoel, Vayitnu Ayelev Bizona Vayal Demachru B'yayin V'yishtu, they're abandoning their families, their children are going to be sold off because they have nothing to eat. V'kasav Le Blosirtutu, when he wrote that Pasuk, he wasn't Mesarte the Klaf, he didn't make the lines on the Klaf. So he sees Namaretz, he doesn't know that you need Sirtut when he writes something. That two words from Kisrei HaKodesh you can write without Sirtut, but once you're writing three words, you need a Sirtut. But bottom line is, Rav Yosef wrote a lot of words and it wasn't Mesartate. So I'm going to trust him about Hilchas Gittin. Wait, you're going to tell me anyone who doesn't know these detailed dinim of Sirtut is not a Gavar Rabbah? You're not going to consider an Adam Gadol? If it's a matter that relates to Svara, I understand that if he has Kruma Svaras, then I understand that he's not a Gavar Rabbah. But ha Gemarihi, this din of Sirtut is a particular knowledge. Gemara lo shmi alei. Okay, so he didn't pick up that bit of knowledge. Va'od Harabi Avyasu de Iskim Mari Al Yade. And furthermore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim through being Megala Sodos to him that he was a special person. The Gemara explains, where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to Rav Yosef? And I think Dechsiv, because when it comes to Pilagish Begiv, it says, Vatizna Alav Pilagsho. And therefore she ran away to Beis Aviyah. So there's Machlokas Amorayim, what Maisa the Pilagish did that caused her to run away to Beis Aviyah. Rabbi Avyasar Amar Zvuv Matzala, that he found a fly and he got very upset. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Nima Matzala, he found a strand of hair. Vashke Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu, and Rabbi Yosef saw Eliyahu Anavi. So Amalei, Mike, Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Avyasar asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? So Amalei, Asik B'Pilegesh B'Giva. He's learning the Sugya of Pilegesh B'Giva. Maika Amar, ooh, so what's he saying in the Sugya of Pilegesh B'Giva? Amalei, Eliyahu HaNavi revealed to Rabbi Avyasar, he's saying, Avyasar B'ni Kachu Omer, Yonasan B'ni Kachu Omer. Wow, he's learning your Shita. So Amalei, Rabbi Avyasar said, Chas V'Sholim, Sveika Kami Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sure which Shita is correct. He's learning both. So Amalei, Eilu V'Eilu D'Reil Kim Chaim. He's learning D'Reil Kim Chaim. They're both correct. Zvuv Matzav Alo Hikbid, Nima Matzav Hikbid. He found a Zvuv and he wasn't Makbid about it. Then he found a Nima and he was Makbid about it. And that's why the Pilegesh had to run away. But bottom line is, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy learning Rav Avyasar's Torah. So Rav Avyasar must be a pretty big person. The fact that he spoke to Eliyahu HaNavi, that doesn't do it for us. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning his Torah. So Rav Yudah Zvuv Bekara V'Nima Ba'osamakam. That when he found the Zvuv, it was in a plate that he found the fly. Nima was Ba'osamakam during Tashmish. Zvuv Mi Isusa, the Akpada about the Zvuv was that it was disgusting. Nima Sakanta. The problem with the hair was that it was a Sakada. Ikadami Idividi Bekara, or could be they were both in the plate. Zvuv Unsa V'Nima Pshiusa. But a fly flies into the plate. That's an Ones. But a hair, that's just she didn't wear a hairnet. That's an Ones. That's a Pshia. And that's why he got really upset about that and not about the Zvuv. Okay, but tomorrow we'll begin with the sugya of not being Matil Ema Yaseira B'Toch Beso, relating to Pelegesh B'Giva. Everyone have a great day.